It's December 6, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is David Balser, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. We are a university of the church for the world. On Saturday evening, November 28th, we celebrated Christmas at CMU. And when I say we, I mean hundreds of students, faculty, staff, and you, friends from across Manitoba who came on First Advent Eve to the CMU North Campus. As has become a Christmas tradition, choirs, instrumental ensembles, and storytellers were to be found throughout the campus at various venues. The Laudamus Auditorium, the Great Hall, the Lowen Athletic Center, the corridors, and the lounges. Guests were invited to come and walk the hallways, moving from venue to take in the celebration. As Diane Hebert, co-producer of Sunday at CMU, and I anticipated what might unfold that night, we decided to take our microphones and capture some of the moments of that evening and then share them with you. As the snow gently fell that Saturday night and the lights on trees and garlands throughout the hallways glistened, we came together to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our hope and our salvation. So join me as I literally walk the corridors from venue to venue and bring Christmas at CMU to you. I went looking for Mary's song, The Mother of Jesus. Hear her story, read by Sue Sorensen, assistant professor of English, from the account in Luke chapter 1. The background music is pianist Cheryl Pauls and flautist Jennifer Lynn, two of our music faculty at CMU. Perhaps this was Mary's song.
A reading from Luke chapter 1. At that time Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
There were hundreds of people making their way down the hallways. As I moved past the main entrance, Terry Schellenberg, a vice president here, was welcoming guests. I smelt the hot apple cider from a classroom and stopped to take in some of the minstrels. An admissions counselor, a math professor, a theology professor, two maintenance staff, a student. It struck me as I listened that this is also who came to the manger that night. People from all walks of life marveling at the gift of Jesus' birth. I moved into the Lowen Athletic Center to hear the women's chorus. Their celebration offering was a lullaby, "Oh My Dear Heart," and Christmas Gifts, a poem put to music by a Winnipeg choir director, and a text by an English composer that calls us to come approach the King of Angels. Let us adore the Lord, Adeste Fidelis. I'll take my seat and let's join Derek Morphy and the Women's Chorus.
Thank you.
As I sat and listened, I wondered if this could be what Mary may have felt. As the women's chorus finished, the Athletic Center continued to fill with musicians, singers, and concertgoers. This was where we were gathering at the end of the evening with all the ensembles, all the singers, and all the guests for a culminating experience of carols. Here is Silent Night. And yes, if you feel it welling up inside you, go ahead and sing along. It's hard to describe what happened that night, but I am so delighted that you chose to join me for Christmas at CMU this morning. Come back next Sunday right here as we take another walk through Founders Hall, joining in the celebration of Jesus' birth. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen anytime on our website. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.